Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Would any church allow a couple, even if they were engaged to be married, to be members of their church when they're living together? Now, I know that this is something frowned upon. A couple that is living together, heterosexual, in a romantic relationship, because the assumption is, well, they're probably fooling around. And this is exactly the argument trying to be made by folks at the Revoice, that they say that they can have celibate partnerships where they're romantically involved with one another and yet not carry the act out. That is like saying that you will tempt yourself, but not actually give in. No, the reality is what they're doing by this is pushing the envelope. They want to move closer and closer to where they ultimately want to get to. They want the church to accept those that practice homosexuality into the church as normal. And this is an attack on Christ's church. This is an attack that they're trying to put forward so that they can feel accepted. The reality is, when we look at Christ, he tells us we must suffer for his sake. If you have homosexual feelings, then you must suffer by not giving in to them. The solution is not to force the church to change, but you to submit to Jesus Christ.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.